Today, the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, St. Luke narrates his own interpretations of the events about Christ. His audience was Theophilus. The Greek name simply means Theo, means God, and Philos means lover or seeker of God. It's like philosophy. Philo in Greek word means lover, and Sophia means wisdom. Philosophy means lover of wisdom. Theophilus simply refers to all who love or seek God. Therefore, this good news is for all of us. This prophecy was made when the Israelites lived in slavery and misery in exile. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah was an Old Testament prophet, and his book is considered one of the major prophets. Isaiah wrote during the reigns of four Judean kings, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. In today's gospel, Jesus presents his mission. We hear how clear and sure Jesus was about his identity. He is the anointed one that the prophet Isaiah talked about, and that his mission is to bring glad tidings to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. He was clear about his identity and his mission. Now, we ask ourselves today, I have some questions for reflection. Who am I and what is my mission? We must be clear of our identity and be clear too of our mission in this life. So I asked myself, what is my mission? I'm here in the Diocese of Dodge City because I obey my bishop in the Philippines. So just go to Dodge City. So I'm here in front of you. And I love Dodge City, the diocese. Obedience and listening to God. For me, my own reflection, mission is traveling. Mission is crossing the borders. Mission is going beyond. I am here, 9,900 miles away from home. Mission is crossing the borders. Mission is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the greatest challenge this time, of course, to anoint with COVID. But we need to obey, because only the priest can anoint. Only the priest can forgive. We are the instrument of God, especially during the anointing of the sick or the last rites. So please pray for us, priest. We need your prayers for our own protection. Second question, who are the recipients of our mission? As mentioned in the gospel today. Of course, are the poor, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed who are with us in our present day. Next question for reflection. What have I done for the poor, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed? We need to do something. So there are two kinds of sins. The sin of omission. What is the sin of omission? The sin that we omitted to do something. And the sin of commission, the sin that we committed. My dear sisters and brothers, we need to do something, especially to the poor. And the last question for reflection. How have I helped them materially? How have I helped them emotionally and spiritually? My dear sisters and brothers, in our gospel, Christ announced his reign of peace, justice, freedom, and love to all those suffering from all kinds of oppressions and justice. So we need to be clarified regarding our own mission and identity like Christ.